In May of 2020, the killing of unarmed George Floyd by Minneapolis police sparked protests across the nation and worldwide. A bill called the George Floyd Justice in Policing Act passed out of the House of Representatives last year, only to stall in the Senate. So on the two-year anniversary of Floyd's murder, President Joe Biden signed an executive order on policing.
It's a measure of what we can do together to heal the very soul of this nation, to address profound fear and trauma, exhaustion, that particularly Black Americans have experienced for generations, and to channel that private pain and public outrage into a rare mark of progress for years to come.
Biden was speaking from the East Room of the White House at a signing ceremony for his executive order on police practices and accountability.
This executive order is going to deliver the most significant police reform in decades.
The order is in part modeled after the George Floyd Justice in Policing Act, in some areas going even farther. It will track deadly use of force incidents by federal law enforcement officers and create a database of officer misconduct. It puts limits on police acquisition of military equipment that the White House says belongs on a battlefield, not on our streets. It will also change some police practices that were used in incidents like the police killing of George Floyd and of Breonna Taylor, who was shot and killed when police entered the wrong apartment without knocking.
Bans chokeholds, restricts no-knock warrants, tightens use of force policies to emphasize de-escalation and the duty to intervene to stop another officer from using executive force, just as occurred. It didn't occur, but people testified it didn't occur in George Floyd's case.
Vice President Kamala Harris joined Biden for the signing ceremony, saying too often biased policing and excessive force are not met with accountability.
And we are here today in memory of George Floyd and all those we have lost to take action.
She blasted Senate Republicans for opposing the George Floyd legislation, killing the measure and making executive action the only option. She says the executive order will not take away the pain of survivors.
We also know this executive order is no substitute for legislation, nor does it accomplish everything we know must be done. But it is a necessary and long overdue critical step forward. And once again, the President and I call on the United States Senate to pass the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act.
The order has support from police groups like the Fraternal Order of Police and the International Association of Chiefs of Police, who say in a joint statement that parts of the order could be, in their words, a blueprint for future congressional action. It's also supported by civil rights groups like the NAACP, even though, as Biden acknowledges, the order only applies directly to the nation's 100,000 federal police officers. Federal civil rights leader Reverend Al Sharpton, who was present for the signing, says the order shows the president, in his words, took the initiative when Congress failed to act. But he says activists will keep pushing for federal legislation, saying George Floyd woke us and we should not go back to sleep. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.